from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The union representing corrections officers and other workers in Monteith are supporting a needy family in an unusual way. Officer Pat LaFleur will swim 1.9 kilometers in Nelly Lake, run a half marathon, and bike for 90 kilometers on September 2nd. That's a half Ironman. Union Local President Eric Davies says money raised will go to a Nepalese immigrant in the Timmins area and her son, who has severe autism. She can't work because he needs constant supervision.
He's going to have some issues growing up, and he's going to need some surgeries and some extra care. We know it's a drop in the bucket, but at least we can do something to help. That's all that really matters.
Davies adds that this is a way to support the community. A link to a GoFundMe page is with our web version of this story. A 25% windfall tax is needed to get Canadian oil companies to stop raising gas prices and blaming it on the war in Ukraine. That's the view of Timmins James Bay MP Charlie Angus. The New Democrat takes his lead from the British Conservative government. Its windfall tax will put £19 billion back into the pockets of citizens. Angus says big oil must get the message that it's not worthwhile gouging Canadians at the pumps.
We know prices may stay up, but what we also know is that they are using fears of inflation, fears of war, to massively increase profits.
In addition, Angus wants a parliamentary investigation into price gouging. Public safety is put at risk whenever a vehicle is driven on Matagami Boulevard to gain access to Algonquin Boulevard at the bridge. So Timmins police are cracking down, issuing fines and demerit points. Communications coordinator Mark DePozzi points out that it's back to being one way, going in the other direction after being two ways during last year's Connecting Link reconstruction.
That was a rare departure from its intended purpose. It was a necessary measure. Now that we've returned or resumed to normal usage of that roadway, it is for southbound traffic only.
DePozzi says several near collisions have been reported in recent days. Finally, this afternoon, you will notice butterflies fluttering by at about 7:30 tonight at Schumacher Lions Club Park, across from the MAC, 75 butterflies to be exact. Last night's release by Mad Canada's Timmins chapter had to be postponed because Canada Post hadn't delivered the guests of honor. It did deliver them this morning, so Mad President Amy St. Amour says the butterflies will be released tonight, rain or shine. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.